This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. The UNM Board of Regents are going to heed the warning issued by Attorney General Hector Balderas. They're going to meet again Friday to discuss the end of four sports. The AG told the Regents last week that their meeting at which they cut skiing, men's soccer, and swimming and diving violated the Open Meetings Act. Balderas said they needed to reconsider their decision or he was going to take them to court. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulgenetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
The Regents cut the sports last month to reduce athletics budget at the university by about $1 million. While that doesn't cover everything they need to stop overspending the budget, it is a start. Hector Balderas said the meeting last month didn't make the cut because they planned to cut sports, but only said the meeting was to discuss athletics and the agenda wasn't specific enough for the public to respond. The university didn't release the information that they were going to consider cutting the four sports until after 5 p.m. the day before the 9 a.m. meeting at which they did so. More after this. There have been a couple of complaints filed by citizens over the meeting, one because of the lack of agenda information and the other because of what is called a rolling quorum, that is, regents meeting outside the formal meeting to discuss the issues. A.G. Balderas has not addressed that allegation, but he said it isn't without merit. The notice the regents posted on Tuesday morning states Friday's meeting will take place at 1 p.m., with a presentation on a plan to discontinue men's soccer, men's and women's ski teams, beach volleyball and diving, and to take public comment ahead of a planned vote. There actually were several reasons for making the cuts in diving and beach volleyball. Getting rid of them isn't actually killing the sport, but only a subset of it. The same with cutting the size of the roster for men's track and field. In addition to the budget issues, there was the problem with the university not being in compliance with Title IX gender equity rules and that the four sports cut were not part of the Mountain West Division. Every other game at the university is. There was an enormous hue and cry from legislators, alumni, and others when the announcement of the cuts came. The soccer team has been a nationally recognized team, has played in the equivalent of bowl games, and is able to recruit top-flight players. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
Whether all the publicity and negative press about the decisions and what you can bet is going to be a packed house will alter what they ultimately do, we'll find out Friday. Meeting is scheduled for 1 p.m. in ballrooms B and C in the Student Union. It is open to the public. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.